Good morning. I'm Jeff Reed with an ESPN 1270 news update. Plans are now complete for a new water line set to run along U.S. Route 40. The Guernsey County Commissioners approved the final plans drawn up by Wilbur Smith Engineering yesterday and are preparing to receive bids for construction on the project in early July. The new 16-inch line will start just east of Cambridge and run all the way to Old Washington. An update on the condition of a couple of Noble County accident victims. 26-year-old Michael Harriman, who fell from a barn roof near Lower Salem on Monday, is now listed in fair condition at Grant Medical Center in Columbus. And 49-year-old Kenneth Clark of Caldwell, now listed in fair condition at Southeastern Med after being run over by a tractor he was working on at L&H Tractor Sales in Caldwell. Guernsey County Sheriff Mike McCauley announcing a new program that may provide needy residents with a 911 link. The Sheriff's Office, in partnership with the 911 Cell Phone Bank, a nonprofit organization, will collect donated unused cell phones and convert those phones into emergency phones for victims of crime or domestic violence, as well as elderly people who live alone or travel. For more information on the program or to get a phone, contact Sergeant Curtis Braniger at 439-4455. Your forecast today, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers this morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for highs today around 73.